You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
Welcome back to another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show. My name is Chris, and I'm joined by the Duchess.
Hello.
And there's new Weezer, and I'm playing it for you.
I thought that was Weezer.
I'm playing it for you against my better judgment.
I love Weezer. Oh my god.
You know what caught my attention on this one?
Superheroes?
No, Spotify. I thought that was actually kind of stupid, actually. The music is good. The album cover it says Van Weezer, and it's got the Van Halen script, and it's got all like kinds of electric lightning bolts and shit. It looked fucking dope. And that's what caught my eye. So I figured I'd introduce that to you because I'm sure that you didn't hear it. And I know you're a fan of new Weezer.
I like all Weezer stuff.
Weezer became one of my top five bands all time based on solely the
Pinkerton.
Efforts. No, solely the efforts of their first two albums, and they have like 10.
Right.
But, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they broke up after the first two.
That's terrible.
No, it's not. That's the way it is. I don't know.
I think the Red album was the worst, but I still like it.
Well, you're a loyal fan, and I respect you for that, and I can't fault you for it.
Well, I appreciate that. Shout out, Weezer.
Yeah, definitely.
I know you listen.
Definitely shout out Weezer. Rivers and I are like, what fucking, like that.
Dude. We thought about naming our first son Rivers.
And by we, you mean you.
Yeah.
What are you cracking?
I'm cracking what you've been drinking, the 1985 IPA.
You stole one of these from me tonight?
I did. I ran out of margarita gozes.
Goza.
Gozes. I ran out of gozes.
Yeah, this has been my jam for the last few weeks, this 1985. I'm a big fan of the New Belgium Brewery anyway. Like,
right.
I've never really been disappointed. My all-time favorite beer from them is the Juicy Haze. Mm-hmm. And this is a mango version, and it's fucking dope.
I love me some mango.
And anyone that watches our videos, when we do video spots or whatever, will notice behind me the skeleton man all dialed up in the 80s garb. That's the 1985 guy. I love it so much, I put it in the backdrop.
It is really good. I tasted it when we were sitting in the hot tub a few days ago, but I still had a couple of gozes left. So I'm like, after those are gone, I'm drinking on that.
Yeah, and I mean, I keep buying them too. I love them. And if you're drinking them, then that's all the better.
Then there's less for you. You just buy more.
I just buy more.
There you go.
Speaking of which, let's pay some bills. Hashtag No Offense Show is sponsored by Hemp Bombs CBD. Hemp Bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. Many benefits of Hemp Bombs include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. Hemp Bombs come in a wide variety of different products, including oils, gummy, suckers, vapes, and even products for your pet. We brought you some new products last week, the lotions, the bath bombs. They're making it very, very easy
sensual.
They're making it very easy to be sensual and be relaxed.
Soak in a bath bomb and then put your lotion on.
Yeah, just get relaxed. Get your private parts relaxed.
Oh my.
With a bath bomb. You know, well, I guess that would be good for you, but not so good for the men. We don't want to have relaxed private parts.
Oh, the relaxed mouth parts.
You're fucking stupid. And we did run a contest to sample those. Congrats to Jason. Jason from Oregon, I believe, is where he is. I got your info to Hemp Bombs, and they're going to send you a package very soon so you can treat yourself.
Nice.
Anyone that wanted those that missed out, just go to hempbombs.com, use code HTNOS, that's HTNOS, and save 20% on whatever you order site-wide. If you want some lotions, get it. If you want some bath bombs, get it. If you want some vapes, get it.
Mm-hmm.
Gummies, treat yourself.
There you go. Let me know how that bath bomb is.
I've got some coming for you, too.
Oh, sweet.
You'll find out yourself.
I wonder if they look like bombs.
I mean, it's great branding. I mean, mm-hmm. They should have had bath bombs from launch.
You put like a little string in there?
Like almost like a soap on a rope effect?
Yeah.
Or a tea bag?
Because the bombs have the little wick.
Yeah, a little wick.
But I don't think they should make them black because then your bath water is black and that's not very relaxing.
I don't think it was black. I saw a few different things and I think it was like purple, orange, you know, like the commons.
Yeah, the common stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think I want to be in black bath water.
Yeah. Well, it was National Goth Day, I saw a couple of days ago, so.
You know, it was weird the other day, Lucas and I were talking, and he was being all sweet, and he's like, Mommy, I love you, and I said, I love you too, pal. And out of nowhere, he's just like, when do I have to put you in the ground?
God damn!
No fucking way. Yeah. Shut up. No, he did not.
I swear on my life. And I said, hopefully not for a very long time. And he goes, well, what are we going to do with Dad? And I'm like, well, he'll probably be gone way before me, so.
Wow. I mean, it's not like it's not true, but damn, you don't have to, like, what did we have? It's been 2 weeks, so you're speaking this shit into existence. Yeah. Come on, man. Throw me a bone.
It'll be fine. I said a long, long time from now.
For yourself. Treating yourself. You're taking it too literally. You're treating yourself to a longer life than your husband.
Oh, shut it.
We're also sponsored by Onnit.com. Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut dedicated to delivering complete and total human optimization through a wide array of products and supplements. Onnit combines cutting-edge science, earth-grown nutrients, and time-tested strategies to help people reach their peak performance. They're having big sales over at Onnit.com right now. All the workout equipment is discounted. I think it's week by week. I think we're in week 4 of like their semi-annual sale.
I need a heavier kettlebell. I need like a 15.
What are you rocking?
10 now.
You rocking a 10?
And 25 is too much. I need a 15.
We'll have to check it out. We'll have to check it out and see. You don't need anything artistic. Like they got the zombie bells and the apes, the primal bells and shit.
I'm surprised they made one shaped like dicks because
that's who wants to lift a 30-pound dick?
I would.
You want to lift a 30-pound dick?
I think it's funny.
Like if it's perfectly weighted, imagine doing those goblet squats. You know what those goblet squats are, mm-hmm. where you take the kettlebell and you hold it like this under the handle you like you do squats with it, you mm-hmm. know? Oh dude, yeah, and you would have to do that with this big 30-pound dick. You'd look like you've never seen Clockwork Orange, have you?
I know what it is.
When they killed that lady with the big giant dick statue?
Oh no, I don't know it that well. Okay. I know the guy has like a monocle or something. And a pointy nose.
Yeah, and he drinks milk. And they spoofed it in Conker's Bad Fur Day in the beginning when he's sitting in the thing drinking the milk.
I remember watching it in, it was like maybe seventh grade.
Yeah.
It was music class or something.
Why did they show you that at school? There's so much violent rape. Is and there? Like, yeah, they got the guy's eyes peeled back and they're showing him all this shit, like trying to like fucking program his brain in that. Yeah, and it's very violent. And like, why were they showing you that at school for one and then in seventh grade?
They might have just picked out parts of the movie to show us for some kind of appreciation day or art appreciation or something. But that's maybe why I remember what the movie is, but don't remember seeing it.
Dude, the first scene of that movie, it's a bunch of dudes, like British guys, dressed up in all black, like body suits and bowler hats, and they have eye makeup on and shit, and they home invade this fucking house, and there's a dude and a fucking lady, and they rip her clothes off, fucking rape her, and they kill the dude with the dick statue. Like, yeah, the first 15 minutes.
Wow.
And they're showing you that in school. That's fucking Indiana.
I would have remembered
that is Indiana for
seeing
you.
All that. I don't think that they showed us the whole movie. They might have picked out bits and pieces. Because if I would have remembered that seventh grade.
I'm going to have to try to find a copy of that to play for you now. Because now I think you need to see it.
That's crazy.
To me, it's one of the movies you only need to see once. Like, well, I saw it in high school and that was enough for me.
That was it.
Yeah, I didn't need to go back again.
I feel like it was almost like a cult thing, like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Absolutely, for sure. Yeah. It was Stanley Kubrick. I mean, like, he was doing all those landmark films in the 80s and that.
Yeah. I saw Logan the other day. He was in his room watching something on YouTube. And it was a video. And then it was like the Dark Crystal, though. And they were explaining, like, the Dark Crystal.
Yeah, I walked in on him watching that, too.
And I'm like, do you know what that is? First, I'm dumb because I thought it was a labyrinth. And then he said...
Same thing, almost.
And then he said it was a dark crystal, and I was like, oh, yeah, you're right, it is that.
Dude, Labyrinth and Dark Crystal came out within, like, 2 years of each other, I think. Mm-hmm. It's like Armageddon and Deep Impact.
Right.
You know, like, they have, like, the same fucking thing when it comes out. It's whatever. Labyrinth is better.
It's like Jaws 1, 2, 3, and 4.
That being said, go to onnit.com/htnos to save on whatever you choose to make yourself a better version of yourself. But definitely check out the website. I think, like I said, we are in week 4, which is workout equipment. Big sales over there. The supplements are always good. I didn't get on my Alpha Brain tonight, so I'm probably going to be bad.
I took some last night when I was with Almy.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. Took 2.
That's good. I usually take 2 for a regular episode. I'll take 3 for a guest appearance and 4 for a creatures.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No wonder why you're all open.
Creatures, I have to go...
Yeah, well, yeah.
I got to be ready.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I got to be ready, man.
But they do. They do what they're supposed to do.
They do. Did you have any wicked dreams? That's supposed to be a byproduct of Alpha Brain, too.
I did have some weird dreams. It was...
Go on. if you want to share, well, I'm not here to analyze your dreams, but
it was weird because you and I were in a parking lot in like an apartment complex.
Hold on, in this reality, or did you jump?
I don't know. I don't know the apartment. Yes. I don't know the apartment complex.
Yes. Let's go.
I don't know what it was. But we were laying on the couch and you were all muscular.
It was a different reality, yes!
And I told you to wrap your muscular arms around me.
Fuck yes!
And then we rolled off the couch, and then we walked like 3 feet, and then we were on a beach somewhere.
So we're on beachfront property and I'm ripped? Is that what you're telling me? Let's fucking go to that reality.
The beach was in Hammond.
I'm giving fucking pause to this.
Because it wasn't an ocean, it was more of a lake.
Oh, no. No, that you're just everything that you want. You want to live in dirty Indiana, you want me to be ripped, you want to live by a beach. Like,
yeah, and in an apartment.
There
were no kids there.
That's just everything you want, man.
But there was a couple other times, because I woke up twice, but I don't remember those as much. But I remember wanting to tell you about it when I woke up, and then I forgot.
I'm gonna stick a pad of paper and a pen next to your bed on your table there, and then when you wake up, you need to just write down something that will help you remember. You need to like transcribe your dreams, but just write down muscular Chris beachfront or something, and then when you wake up, be like, oh, I gotta tell you.
But it was weird because we were outside on a couch in a parking lot in an apartment complex, and the apartment complex was like a courtyard.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. So maybe it was supposed to be like an outside couch.
Weird.
Yeah.
I'm here for it, though. I'm here for it. We'll try to jump to that reality together, eh?
That'd be nice. I think I was skinny.
But then we'll move back to Florida after.
Well, I like in my dreams, too, that I'm skinny. I'm the body type that I want to be in my dreams.
Yeah, you're living out your projections, your perceptions.
And it's like freeing almost because you're not worried about what you look like. In some of those dreams, I'm naked and I don't care about it because I'm like, oh, I'll like catch myself in the mirror or something in my dream.
Oh, like, yeah, you look good, girl. Yeah. Do your thing.
Yeah, and I'm like, I finally did it. And then I wake up and I'm like, nope, my mom pouch is still there.
Yeah, I love you.
I know, honey.
I love you anyway. So how the hell are you? How the hell are you? You're traveling dimensions and shit. You mentioned you were on a guest spot with Jason on Shit Happens When You Party Naked last night.
Yeah, so that was fun. I didn't know it was going to be live. So I'm glad I took a shower. If I would have known it was going to be live, I would have wore a black shirt instead of gray. Because black is good. More fitting. Well, I good.
Everybody
you.
Turned out for you too, man.
Yeah, I appreciate everybody. And I needed to be better at that. About
what, guesting?
No, just better on social media and supporting people more. Because every time I do something or we do something, everybody's supportive. And you're good at it. You go out of your way to make sure that you're there for them. And I don't.
I try, but social media is a chore.
Yeah.
I still try when I'm listening to... Because, see, here's the thing. You got to try to beat the algorithms. And it's a bitch that you have to do that. But that's the game that we're in, so you got to play by their fucking rules. So when I'm listening to people's shows, I don't like... It's very easy for me to just text Riley and say, oh, you guys are fucking stupid. Fucking I love Hunter. But I'll go on their tweet and tweet it just so it bumps it in the algorithm and there's activity or whatever. And I think Instagram's a bigger culprit with that. Instagram and Facebook, like you got to show like likes and whatever just to get your shit seen. So I try to do that, you know, for different people, you know, that I fuck with. And it sucks because you have to make an effort to go do it, you know.
Like I said, I could always have my phone. I never have my phone.
But, like, I'll just be speaking to these people. Like, I'll just be speaking to Adam, and I'll bring up something from his show. And I'm like, fuck, I should have put that on your goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sure it's fine.
Well, I mean, it for sure is fine.
No, but it was fun. We were talking about spooks and all kinds of
clarification, please. Clarification. Clarification, please.
Yeah. I was it?
You shot your load?
Yeah, I shot my load too early last night before we went live. I thought we were live.
I think I may have been recording it, though, and I sent him that audio, so he might be able to cook something up with that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I'm glad you did it. I'm glad you did it. Like I said, I like you to do more things by yourself. I don't always have to be with you, even though I enjoy doing guest spots as a team.
Yeah.
I mean, since we're a team and all, but, you know, step out of your shell. I do shit on my own, do shit on your own.
It's just, I feel there's more male, you know, energy.
Well, there for sure podcasts, is.
So it makes more sense for you to do more side stuff than me. No.
You buck the system. Fuck that system. You break it.
For anybody.
No, you fucking it up from the inside. You break that shit down. I offered you to what's, I don't want to say I offered you to Jason, but like I kind of planted the seed, and then like you were like, "What the fuck are we doing this?" You know. So you kind of took the ball and ran with it. But then after it went down, I was like, "Hey, DJ. What's up? Why don't you have a female guest on there, dude? You got all these white dudes all in a row. Fucking have Dutch on there."
Yeah, I'll go on DJs. What's this? Dragging the table?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go on there.
Which I'm the current episode right now. So if you're not getting enough of me on HTNOS, go check out Dragging the Table. It was a really good talk. You know, mm-hmm. I enjoyed talking with DJ. He's a good dude.
Yeah, he is. And now he's a good dude to talk to, too, because he doesn't shut up. So it makes it easy.
Well, and he made sure and texted me that you did great, and he's not going to have much editing to do because you guys had a really great conversation, and he loved having a female co-host back on Shit Happens When You Party Naked.
Oh, that's cool. I'm there anytime he wants me or needs me.
Well, there you go, Lord Jason Olney.
Take all your PhDs, bring them on the table.
Shove them.
Shove them.
What's going on? How's the week?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I'll be glad to go back to work. In the office.
Are they talking about it?
To be honest.
Are they talking about it?
They said probably June or so, because our company's doing pretty well the way things are. So that's not
next, June's
hurry.
Next week.
It's not going to be immediate. I mean, the IT guys had sent an email out saying to get like those surgery things that you plug into the wall for your computer.
That tells me that shit's going to be the way it is for a while.
Right. Well, yeah, but they're like, we're coming into stormy season, so I had to buy one of those things that has a battery in it, mm-hmm. in case the power goes out, so that way it has an 8-hour charge on it, so I can still work if I need to.
Yeah, it looks like if we stuck it on top of the car and put a banana peel in it, we might be able to hit fucking 88 miles an hour and go to the future. You know, it's a pretty big apparatus.
I wrote him back because the one that he had sent had like 550 something on it, and I said, is that what you recommend? Because there's a lot of people that don't know what these mean, and they'll just like, I'll just get the cheap one. So I was like, is that a good one? And he said, well, you know, the bigger the number, the longer the battery life. And I was like, well, that makes sense. Probably should have put that in your fucking email because not everybody knows that.
See, that's the opposite of what I do. I usually shoot my load and get the most expensive one thinking it'll be the best. And a lot of times I'll get burned and could have bought the cheaper version or the middle of the road version because I buy more than what I need.
Mm-hmm.
But I just figure, fuck it. It's the most expensive. It's going to be the best.
Right. This thing was only $60. So it's not like we're out a bunch of money.
No.
Well, I just wanted to make sure I was getting something that was sufficient.
Well, then when you do go back in the studio or the work, we'll just move that in here and we'll use it in here. So it's mm-hmm. it's whatever. But yeah, I went back to the gym. You went back to nails last week and had your experience. Our gym's opened up. We're in phase two.
My nails came off.
Already?
Well, yeah, because she did a shit job.
Fuck you, ha.
She just rushed everything.
God damn it.
I was telling Chelsea, I said, you know, the dip ones are good because I do the powder dip. It's like they paint some down your nail, they dip your nail in powder, then they polish it and whatever.
I thought you were going to say, when you dip, I dip, we dip.
But it's like an acrylic, but not an acrylic. So sometimes like the bottom will come up a little bit and then it'll get caught like in my hair. Like if I'm washing my hair, like my hair will go underneath and that just like, ooh, it gives me like the oobie jeebies or whatever. The heebie-jeebies.
The hair, huh?
It's just like, ugh, it's like a weird feeling.
Would you call it oobie-jeebie?
Oobie-jooboos or whatever.
Oobie-jooboo?
Yeah. I'm putting a spell on you, motherfucker.
I know you are, dude. Stop.
So you can just kind of like peel them off.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. So next time I'm just going to get them painted. I'm not going to do the dip again.
Some money.
It was just there. It was late and she was doing all three of our hands at the same time. Like she was just moving chair to chair. So I'm sure it's not her. It's just it was a shit job. Because they should last like 3 weeks.
That still seems very short half-life.
Well, that's only because your nails grow. So when they start...
True.
When they grow...
Fucking thank you.
So when they start growing, then you have that gap between your nail and your nail bed. So
got that gap.
Looks white trash, so you got to get that fixed.
Well, I mean, like I said, we're in phase two and things are reopening. I think we're at the 50% capacity in like the restaurants and stuff now. So we're slowly making our way back to old normal, even though, you know, like, I mean, it's still new normal. Everybody's out fucking masked up to the tits or whatever. But at the gym, didn't see not one mask.
Yeah.
Didn't see not one fucking mask. The only difference at my gym was that on the machines, they had every other one X'd off. So you couldn't be next to somebody. That's which smart. I don't like being next to somebody anyway. When someone comes up on a machine next to me, I fucking mean mug them until they leave. Get the fuck away from me, dude. There's six other goddamn things over there. Go get on that shit.
Well, my sister came over today and she had said she got Aubrey a child size mask so she can go out in public with her.
Shut up.
You didn't hear her say that?
No, I should have known because when I made the comment about, you know, she said something about my hair and I said, yeah, I'm not putting on a mask to get a fucking haircut. I kind of got to look. So, yeah, I should have fucking known. I'm going to fight it as long as I can, man, until I absolutely have to. And I mean, this is going to either turn into a mullet or a white boy afro, and I'm going to have to do something to it.
Yeah, because if I try to cut it, I'm going to fuck it up.
I've asked you if, like, fucking no less than half a dozen times.
I'm
scared
to try because I don't want you to shave your head. I'm afraid that that's what's going to have to happen.
I legit was going to the other day. I had a gut check moment. I had the clipper case out on the counter, and I was looking at it, and I was going to do it, and then I was like... No, you've come this far, and she actually likes you again. So stop it. Stop it. Don't do it. And I put it away.
Yeah, but the boys need haircuts, too.
Well, fuck
her. But because that was the first time she had come to see the house with the girls and, you know, the little one's
going
to be 9 months old.
You're bouncing around a little bit.
Sorry. Like, she has a little one that's 8 months old, fitting to be 9 months old. So I just... It freaks me out a little bit because you're in the world every day, and I don't want us to be the reason why the kid gets sick.
She made a choice. She made a choice to bring her over.
Well, and
we didn't invite them over. She invited herself to come over, so she made that choice.
I told her that when she was leaving, not all that, but I said, you know, I'm sorry I didn't invite you over sooner, but because of the baby, I get nervous about it. And she's like, well, you know, Ray's dad's going to work and coming home, and his mom's going to work, and we still see them. So what's the difference?
I'm like,
you're not wrong.
No, it's true.
Yeah, so I was like, well, I like having you over, and then Aubrey can spend the night next time. Because, I mean, she's so funny to have around because her little voice, because we're used to our saying, you know, hey, doodoo head, to each other, and then Aubrey comes over, and she's like, Lucas, will you play with slime with me?
I love having a niece.
It's so different.
I love having a niece, but I think I fuck with her too hard because I don't know what it's like to have little girls around me. Mm-hmm. So I make fun of her a little too hard, and she kind of gives me looks sometimes.
No, she laughs
and shit.
At you because she's like, hey, Uncle Chris, and you're like, hey. You know? I mean,
I'm not
like
the
that.
Wicked Witch of the West, dog. I ain't even do all that.
It's funny though. Like I think it's funny. I don't think she gets that a lot, so I think she appreciates it.
No, well,
if she didn't, she wouldn't want to come here.
Sure, she would.
No.
Anyway, I'll tell you what wasn't included in phase two of the reopen.
What?
Strip clubs.
Ooh.
I don't know what their plans are, but that's a big part of our economy here, man.
Yeah.
And I just happened to be driving down Strip Club Row the other day. You know, you go down. Yeah, anyone not from here or never been to Tampa, you go down Highway 60, and it's like strip club on the left, strip club on the right, back on the left, back on the right. It's like, and it's not the best establishments, but they're all fucking right there. And I was looking at them and shit to see what the marquee said or whatever to see if they were open. And I got to tell you, the marquees are pretty entertaining right now.
What's one of them?
Deja Vu. Shout out to Two Rings. That's his favorite establishment. You know, I was going to say I don't know why, but I do because Deja Vu is like the McDonald's of strip clubs. I mean, they're fucking chain in every city.
They got value meals?
Yeah. But there ain't no snacks. Deja Vu's marquee said, clothed for now, see you soon, instead of closed for now.
I get it.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I said, ha, ha, and I slapped my knee.
That is a knee slapper. I'll give you that.
Well, then I got a little further, and I saw Emperors, and you know what their marquee says?
No.
As seen on Tiger King.
Shut up.
Because that's where Joe Blow was or whatever, fucking Jeff Lowe.
Jeff Lowe?
Yeah,
no
when
way.
He came to So allegedly, when he came to kill Carol Baskin and they found him at a strip club, then they showed emperors on the... You don't remember that in Tiger King?
I do now.
Yeah. Well, their marquee, it's like the same shot that, you know, that you see. It just says, as seen on Tiger King.
Shut up.
They're just shut down. They're like, just don't forget about us. We're on the fucking redneck show, please.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I heard.
Them girls got to go to school. They got to pay bills.
Well, dude, 2001's been doing 2001 online for fucking years, man. I don't know if they're dancing around online still, but I mean, the girls are probably on OnlyFans. They're fine.
I'm sure the girls that are dancing online are happy about that. They don't have to like sit on no old dude's lap getting a half chub and
maybe
shit.
Maybe they like it. Did you ever think that there's some fucking strippers out there that are just doing it for the love of the game? They're not there for the money. They're just there for all the fucking dick, all the strange dick that they can sit on. Don't matter if it's good dick, bad dick, old dick, young dick, big dick, little dick. They love dick.
Yeah, maybe some of them. Not all of them, I'm sure.
There's some fucking golden glove strippers in there just doing it for the fucking love of the game, man.
Yeah, but I don't know. Can't do that forever.
You could. We've seen some. We've seen some old timers.
They go to the Pink Pony when they're done at 2001.
Yeah.
Don't go to the Pink Pony.
I saw somewhere that Oregon was doing drive-through
strip.
Yeah, clubs? And the girls were masked up.
Oh my god!
So, which makes no sense because they're going to come and get in your car with your shit. You know, your virus germs allegedly, or your whatever. I mean, even my car's dirty when there's no virus, man. Right. So I mean, like whatever. I ain't trying to have fucking regular people in my car, let alone a half naked stripper on me and shit. But they're driving through the little stations and shit, and they're getting masked up drive-through lap dances.
I guess if you're breathing in the mask and you don't touch your face after you take your mask off.
Maybe.
And you wash your hands thoroughly.
You know what it did make me think of, though? It triggered in my brain a throwback to old HD Nos when we were talking about the drive-through prostitute places Amsterdam or whatever, like way, way long ago. And that's where fucking Sucking Dick for Healthcare came. That was on our promo for years, which, by the way, we need to bust out a new promo because I've had multiple people reaching out asking me for one.
We'll figure it out.
So we need to do that because that's got a 2-year-old clip on it where you're like, I suck dick for healthcare if they got sandwiches. And I'm like, fuck you. I'll take you to Firehouse. You suck a gang of dicks for $500. You're like, how many is a gang?
Yep. I love me some sandwiches.
I should put that fucking clip in there just so people could hear what I'm talking about.
You know, they don't really have any problems at all.
Fuck yeah. Why would you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's getting their balls drained and they're right. Getting in trouble.
Exactly.
And the girls are getting paid. They're happy.
And nobody's suing anybody for whipping their dick out.
She's got fucking health care for sucking dick, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, do you know how many bitches in America would suck dick for health care?
I would suck dick for health care.
You've got it by being married.
For free health care. Yeah, but if we can get health care for free, you won't let me suck dick?
I pay $550 a month for health care. Is $550 a month worth it to you to suck a gang of dicks for free health care?
How many are a gang? And will they provide?
Yeah, what is a gang of dicks?
Will they be providing sandwiches afterwards? Because if they have sandwiches, then I am in.
I'll pay the $550 and take you to Firehouse, okay? Because, I mean, it was a good clip. It's just old. It's just old. You hear two rings in the back going... It's like
that's
fucking,
what he's known for.
What is that? He's like Muttley. He's like...
Yeah, from Wacky Racers.
He don't say shit. He just fucking laughs.
That makes you Dick Dastardly. I'm Penelope Pitstop.
Oh, whatever, dude. Mm-hmm. A whole cast of characters. Maybe now with things loosening up, then he'll finally come back because he's been sniffing around coming back and doing a guest spot with us.
Cool. So, I'd love to have him back.
Hey, I think the people would, too.
I got
a message about a month ago from a guy that listens to the show, and he's like, hey, man, you ever think about having two rings back? And I was like, yeah, but, you know, he ain't trying to come back.
Not with the COVID now, too.
Not with the COVID. But then...
He's still got to do our tile.
He's working on it. Mm-hmm. He's got a few other things. He's working on it. He told me, he was like, it's for Tijuana Fletch, and they closed. You can't even take it in there. So, bitch, they open for carry out?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Up high. Give me that. Fuck yeah.
Get it done, too.
In other news this week, there was some big news in the podcasting world.
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan signed an exclusive deal for Spotify. What do you think about that?
I think you do what you do. If people want to listen to you, they're...
Clarify.
Well, if people want to listen to you, they'll follow you where you go. That's what a fan base is. So if people want to listen to Joe Rogan, then they'll listen on Spotify.
I took a little snip here. It says Joe Rogan has signed an exclusive deal with Spotify, which will see his podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, disappear from all other platforms. The multi-year deal is believed to be worth $100 million, according to the Wall Street Journal. This has caused a major ripple in our community, and some people feel some kind of way about it. Because I've seen a lot of people that are like, fucking sell out. Oh my God, I'm never using Spotify. But
why? It's free. Unless you pay for it.
This is going to be free. You don't have, it's going to be on a free version. I mean, we pay for Spotify, so I mean, whatever. But
multiple accounts.
But no, it's going to be on the regular S free version.
Yeah.
It reminded me of like our old Jet Black Records days. Because you remember how it was when like you found a band and they were around the scene for a year or two and then they might have got a deal and they went to like a bigger, not even like a major label, but like a bigger indie label. And then it's like, man, I don't even like them anymore. Fuck them guys.
Aww.
You know, like it happened with it happened with a lot of fucking bands. But I mean, people get salty for a number of reasons, I think. Like with the music thing, I think it's, well, they're selling out, you know, and that's like, I've heard that about Joe too, but why else are you doing this? Do you think he's doing this for like the art form? You know, right. Like
bands get together majority of the time to try to make money. So you're going
to
go with,
or to, or to quote unquote, make it, you know, even if that means to get your shit to a wider audience, you know, and I mean, that's the goal. I mean, the money comes with it or whatever, the fame and all that bullshit that comes with it. But you're not trying to be playing in garages your entire life. You want to eventually move up, you know, but then you're going to get looked down on for doing it.
Joe Rogan's been out of a garage for a really long time. There's no reason for him to do that except for monetary.
Well, one of the reasons is he does his video show on YouTube, you know, which I've never watched a Rogan really. I listen. YouTube is demonetizing and deplatforming people left and right now. Like, they're really cracking down on, like, censoring what people say. And it really, it's tied in a lot with the coronavirus shit. You know, like, those plandemic movies were getting pulled down every other day. And, you know, like, if you're saying anything that goes against YouTube's opinions on things, then they're taking your shit. I heard that if you say fuck within the first 5 minutes of an episode, then they demonetize you.
Oh, wow.
Which, I mean, think about Joe Rogan, dude. I mean, like, his ads are usually the first 5 to 7 minutes, but for video, he comes right in. You come right in with Joey Diaz, and he's like, what the fuck's up, cocksucker? You know, like, there goes your money for the episode.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Joe Rogan can't absorb a lost demonetization, but I think maybe he might be thinking about, you know, being...
It's what's the point?
It's the principle, you know? It's principalities.
Yeah, but I don't think it matters where he lies as long as he's still putting out content and people listen to him.
Yeah, but people get weird, too, about shit like that, you know? And I compare it to the bands. Like, when... Think about us personally. Like, when we were growing up and we had... Like, we listened to a lot of music that wasn't on the radio. And then when you had the opportunity to, like, expose somebody to that, like, here, check this out. And they were like, whoa, like, you got a little charge off that. Like, you had some street cred almost, you know? Like, this is my little thing. Only I know about it. And I'm letting you in on it, you know? And people don't like it when that shit gets out of the bag, you know? I think about... Dude, I used to like Blink-182 a lot. And all of a sudden, it became not cool at one point. Like, they signed a different deal and they were on a different thing. And they were on MTV left and right. And then it was like, oh, you like Blink-182? You fuck, you know, Green Day blows up. And it's like, oh man, fuck them. They're sellouts. Come on, man. Like
the whole point is to make money.
Exactly. And dude,
to have it, more people listen to your shit. So
now, just playing devil's advocate, some of those musicians and people like that will sign the deal and then their music goes to shit.
Sure.
You know, so I mean, like, is that because of them, you know, quote unquote, making it and then relaxing on shit, and they're not really as motivated anymore? Or do bands just go through natural progressions?
I think it's a little bit of both, and maybe it's the label as well telling them that they need to change their
fit
image.
A mold or something. Right. That happened with Jimmy Eat World. Jimmy Eat World got signed by Capitol Records like early. Like, they had a couple of good albums and they got signed by Capitol because some record executive at Capitol told some other fucking A&R person that they sounded like Radiohead. Which they sound nothing like Radiohead. No. So then I'm sure they get to Capitol and they're like, you know, hey, play us your shit. And it was in between the Clarity album and like the Bleed American album, I think. Or maybe it was one before that. I don't remember. But then like they come in there and they play their shit and it's like, okay, this isn't what Radiohead. We signed up for. Right. You need to do more of that. And they were like, no, we ain't doing that. So then they ended up getting dropped by Capitol and coming back around. I think that's why Jimmy Eat World kind of skated around that whole sellout thing a little bit, you know, because they stood their ground.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't really hear them after the Bleed American either, because that was the last time they were on the radio.
Yeah, they kind of went back to like the indie rock scene or whatever. But I mean, like, you know, we've talked about it a ton with Alkaline Trio. They're my favorite band, and they're completely different now than they were when I discovered them in 99. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they play completely different music. Either you move with them or you don't, you know?
And it's okay not to like a band anymore after a certain amount of time. It's like, you know, you could still go back and listen to their old shit.
Well, and I compare this still, you know, talking about Joe Urban, because in the early days, I discovered Joe early. I was with Joe in double digit episodes. Like, I started listening in the 60s or something. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot different than it became. You know, for one, he had Brian Redband with him, and Redband's a fucking idiot, you know, and I loved those episodes. I love Redband because he would always say dumb shit, and it reminded me of like how I would be in that situation. Mm-hmm. And this was before we had a podcast, because I'm like, I would be that dude just saying dumb shit, like, to break the ice or break the tension or whatever. Joe starts wanting to get different type of guests. He wants to be legitimized a little bit. And, you know, he's got scientists and shit coming in there, and Brian's talking about stripper buttholes. You know, it created a little thing. And then he left the show, and it was an evolution. And obviously it worked out best for Joe. But, I mean, I kind of stopped listening as religiously at that point.
I couldn't keep up with all his shows.
Well, and then, you know, we listen to a lot of independent shows now, too. So I pick and choose. You know, I support my friends, and, you know, I'll delete a Rogan if I don't know who the guest is or whatever.
Right. If it's like a topic that I'm interested in, I'll listen. But for the most part, I don't even look. I had to unsubscribe because I had so many Joe Rogan episodes on my phone, I couldn't download anything else.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
You told me
to go back and delete everything.
Joe broke your phone.
Yeah, he did.
You know what? I think a lot of it with that, too, is like, it's like a nostalgia thing. You know what I mean? Like, you want shit to just stay the same. You know, it's like, it's kind of how, like, we're like the old people now, and we're like, man, these kids don't even know about Blockbuster Video, and these kids don't even know about, like, OG Nintendo and all that shit. And sometimes we're right, but then sometimes you go back and you play those old Nintendo games, and you're like, this is not as good as I remember.
No, because there's so much better shit now.
Sometimes it's best just to let shit stay in the fucking old days as a good memory, you know? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that being said, I know I told you about Tony Hawk remaster coming out.
That's exciting.
That is exciting.
What system is it on? All of them?
All of them, I think. It's 1 and 2. 2 was the one that we played the fuck out of.
All those manuals?
Yeah. I think Riley posted it in our group chat, and I was like, well, that's the end of the hashtag No Offense Show, because Dutch, come September, Dutch and I are just going to be sitting there playing Tony Hawk all day.
We used to get Subway on Sundays and play Tony Hawk and watch football.
We watched the Bears at noon, and then as soon as that was over, we played Tony Hawk the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
I loved it. I loved it. No responsibilities.
Exactly.
No responsibilities. It's funny. It's like my boy Andy Bernard says, man, I wish there was a way to know that you were in the good old days while you're still in them.
Right.
You know?
Well, I agree with that 100%.
The last dance got me feeling a certain kind of way about that shit too, man. I'm kind of sad it's over. This is going to be the first Sunday that I haven't had it in 5 Sundays, sitting there shedding tears, watching the Bulls and shit.
Michael Jordan was hilarious.
He's a fucking
calling everybody
dickhead.
Cocksuckers and whatever. Hey. So you don't think that would come out of anybody's mouth, you know, until you hear it.
He's a fucking dickhead. Mm-hmm. I love it when, like, Gary Payton's like, for first 3 games, I didn't even stick Jordan. And then we lost 3 games. And I said, I'm sticking him. And then we won. And Jordan's watching the fucking interview on the iPad and shit, just laughing. He's like, man, he didn't have nothing to do with that. Fuck Gary Payton. He's a dickhead, but I love him.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What else we got? I mentioned it briefly last week, and then I kind of glossed over it, and I didn't really give it its due. Ben Stiller's dad, Jerry Stiller, died.
Well, you didn't know that was Ben Stiller's
dad. that's what I said. I mentioned that I didn't know that it was his dad. Yeah. I knew it was Arthur from King of Queens or whatever.
Arthritis.
Because you still say that. We saw that fucking episode 10 years ago, and you still come in and you'd
What's
be like,
arthritis?
What's up, arthritis? I picked him in a plunge picks a couple of weeks ago for one of my favorite TV dads for Seinfeld, for Frank Costanza. Because I love that dude, man. He's always yelling and shit.
You know, to your credit, though, I didn't know for a lot of years that I didn't put the two together.
I wouldn't either.
They look nothing alike.
Well, I mean, Ben Stiller looks nothing like Rob Schneider either, but they're the same person to me, so I don't know what to tell you.
Who came up for me the other day and I said they're the same person? I forget who it was.
I forget.
Now. Damn it.
You know, one of the other big ones that I used to say was, and you used to give me a hard time,
what?
It was Channing Tatum and Josh Hartnett.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that's the same fucking person.
No. Shia LaBeouf and the other guy's
mine. But that's what it was. Oh, Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah, that guy.
Who? What's his name? What the fuck is that kid's name?
Something weird.
No, is it?
Yeah.
Because he was on it. We started watching that 70s show on Netflix again.
And he was that jerky gay dude with a gay dude nice car.
Trying to hit on Eric.
Well, Eric looks a little. What
the fuck is that guy's name? I got to Google it. Jonathan
something?
No. You're thinking of Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
No, I am not.
What the fuck is that guy's name? I'm just going to Google real quick. Because I'm going to have to know. Or it's gonna kill me. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's right. Okay.
Fucking Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Yeah. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. It's a three name. It's a fucking three name. He's a hyphen, too. No wonder I don't like him.
Gross.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Shia LaBeouf are the same person. Fight Stab Dutch.
Stab yourself with a hyphen.
Fight Dutch. Don't at me. But yeah, shout out to that. I've heard a lot of people talking about it this week. That he passed, you know, I don't want to say shout out to his death or whatever. That sounded weird, but, you know, put some respect on that guy. He was fucking cool, and I liked him on Seinfeld as a dad. A lot of people said they missed him on Seinfeld. They caught him on King of Queens, because Seinfeld wasn't for everybody, you know? Like, that was peak 90s Caucasity, you know, and you were either with it or you weren't.
I really enjoyed Seinfeld.
I enjoyed it in reruns. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch it when it was on. No,
we didn't either. I didn't either. But, I liked him in King of Queens. I think that was my favorite.
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, Seinfeld wasn't for everybody, dude. Because, like, opening the show with his little stand-up in the beginning, and it was always so stupid. It was like those stupid, like...
What's up with the fans?
Yeah, like, what's up with airplane peanuts? I mean, like, you know, like, why do they call it a smart car? It's so stupid.
Yeah, right.
You know, and it's got the wacky sound effects. Like, it's so fucking 90s, man. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a time capsule, too. And if I turned down and saw that in the beginning, I'd be like, man, fuck this shit.
I don't even know how old I was when I started watching it.
We were together. We were watching it on reruns. It was The Simpsons and Seinfeld and I think King of Queens.
Yeah, I loved King of Queens is my favorite one. All of the ones that we watched.
I told Adam everything I know about New York is from King of Queens. So when I found out he was a Jets fan, I was like, does that mean you like the Mets too? Why you like the Yankees? I thought Mets and Jets go hand in hand. How'd that work?
You like what you like.
Like what you like. You exposed me to some more trash TV this week.
Yeah, I did.
What am I referring to?
Is it Blown Away?
Don't know what that is.
That was that glass blowing show I was watching.
Oh, no. I forgot that existed as soon as I fucking saw it, dude.
I thought it was interesting.
Fuck off, dude. You know, trying to fucking blow glass. How far down are we in the entertainment drought that we're watching shows on how to blow glass? I mean, come on, dude. I ain't never watched Ozarks. Let's fucking watch Ozarks.
I swear that we watched it together.
You watched it without me. No, I've never seen it.
I don't think I did.
I've never seen it.
I like competition shows. That's why I like Zumbo's Just Desserts.
What the fuck is Zumbo?
He's a guy that makes Just Desserts.
So it's not just a clever name.
But he makes crazy desserts, like with mirror glazes, and there's like all kinds
with what?
Of mirror glazes. It's a glaze that you dump on a cake and it looks shiny. But there's all kinds of layers in his cakes, and they're all shaped all fucked up, and it's kind of like Willy Wonka does cakes.
Mm.
So there's a competition with people trying to, like, do their own thing, and then if they lose, they have to go into Zumbo's challenge or whatever.
That makes perfect sense, because the show I was referring to is a competition that you made me watch.
Oh, was it Tag?
No, but yes.
Ultimate Tag?
You watched,
the Masked Singer.
You watched fucking countless hours of that stupid bullshit this week just to be caught up for the finale. Mm-hmm. And it's so dumb to me, man. But then it hooked me. And because Jenny McCarthy's fucking hot. She's still hot and she's in her 50s. Beautiful. The other guy, Asian dude, Ken Jeong.
King Jong's on there, and then not Robin.
King Jong. Ken Jeong.
Ken Jeong, and then Robin Thicke, and then
Ken Jeong's
Nicole from the Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah, the most D-list of the D-list, all up there and fucking judging
Nick
people.
Cannon host, but it's just so funny because the way that they interact with each other, that's what's funny.
You played an episode and it caught my eye because anyone that doesn't know the Masked Singer, they come out in these like mascot get-ups. And I was doing something on my phone and I looked up and I saw a big ass white tiger in front of a pyramid with two CIA agents on either side of him, and he had like this fucking Egyptian like armor set on, and I'm like, what are they fucking telling us? And then the guy starts singing, and it was the worst singing I've ever heard in my life, and it turned out to be Rob fucking Gronkowski. And I'm like, what the fuck are we looking at right now? But it got me. Mm-hmm. And then when the finale came on, I'm like, I'll look at this shit. And then as soon as it started, Nick Cannon came out dressed like Miss Cleo, and I'm like, yeah, what is even happening those, right now?
He shiny, like, headpieces.
He had a turban on like he was about to tell your future. Mm-hmm. Can I read your fucking poem for $5 on the boardwalk?
I'll tell you, I was disappointed, though. I really wanted the frog to win.
Who was he?
Or the turtle, I mean. Jesse McCartney. He's like...
The frog?
The frog was Lil Bow Wow.
The frog was Lil Bow Wow. That's right. And he was better than everybody.
Yeah.
He was better than fucking everybody.
He was rapping and dancing. He was awesome.
And then the chick from fucking... what was the girl group in the 90s she was from?
I don't know, but her name was Candy something.
It wasn't was SWV. No. It was...
In something in Vogue or something?
No, it wasn't in Vogue.
I forget Candy what Burris it was. Is
the song
name.
Was just kick it.
Oh, or
just kick,
kick
it.
Off your shoes yeah. and relax. Escape.
Escape.
Thank Carry you. On down to the escape beat.
Yeah.
Just kick it.
Yeah,
just
that's kick right. It. I didn't even know she had another song besides that one, but that was my jam in 93.
I was disappointed she won. Her costume was the fucking worst. But, goddamn Night Angel stupid shit.
But you made me watch that. And we saw commercials. It was like, yeah. coming up next, Ultimate Tag. And I was like, what? Fucking dude, what?
J.J. Watt's one of my favorite football players.
Hosted by the Watt family. The three.
TJ, J.J., and Derek.
You know Derek's a dickhead too, dude. They don't like him.
Derek's are.
They don't fucking like him at
that
all.
That Subway commercial. Tuna for TJ, turkey for J.J., and then he's like, no, tuna for JJ. And she's like, this is why we named your brother Derek.
Fucking Derek.
Their mom's hot, though.
Is she?
Yeah. You seen the commercial?
I didn't see the commercial.
Oh, okay. You just heard it then?
Yeah,
they played it on every time there was a commercial break.
Ultimate Tag was the shit, though. I'll tell you what.
Dude, it's like Gladiators and like Ninja like,
Warrior
yeah.
had a baby.
But it's almost like a little bit of MXC, too, because they're so stupid.
But they're so stupid?
Yeah.
The they fucking, had the nerd. The people that were trying to tag these contestants, which is so bizarre to even say. Like, I feel so stupid even, like, talking about
it. I'll watch it again.
I'll watch it. That being said, I'll watch it again. They come out, dude, and they had some skills, though. Like, that first guy that came out, he was the black Flo. Dude. What was his name? Flo, yeah. He just started fucking leaping over the barricades, like jumping fences, running from fucking the cops in 1996, dude.
Parkour.
Holy shit. He was just fucking like, floop, 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 floop. I'm like, oh, my God. And they're running these motherfuckers down and tagging bitches.
The worst name.
Hmm.
Gigantus.
Gigantopithecus?
No, what was her name? The Gigantus?
Giganosaurus.
The big bitch.
No, I hope next
Giganto.
Week she's just the big bitch next week. They had a cute bitch, though. What was her name? She was like Mighty Mouse
Atomic
or something.
Ant.
Atomic Ant. Yeah, I
was
saw her.
All
I was
like anime.
Cute.
She's cute. She had like little blue hair. Right. Adam would like her. She's very cute. But the worst one also was fucking Banshee, that dirty old nasty bitch. She was
screaming
disgusting.
And yelling at these bitches before she tags them. It was so dumb, dude. I mean, that's what we wasted an entire night watching that shitty TV. And then there was a commercial for the fucking the baby show too. And I'm like, you ain't sucking me in
that's
on this
like
one.
The Bachelor, but they want to put a baby in this bitch.
Yeah,
like, there's
I'm
no
in my
way.
40s and I've missed out on luck. So I'm gonna have 15 cut fucking simp dudes come on and try to win the opportunity to put a baby in me. Fucking
what?
Stupid, dude.
How in the world is that ever going to work?
Well, I've read an article that...
I did.
You read an article? I read an article because we didn't watch it, but then I saw a clickbait, you know, as I do, and it said people were in outrage over it. It's the same shit we're saying. You know, the
it's
15
stupid.
Dudes are competing to put a baby in this bitch. And on the first episode, they have, like, challenges, and there's eliminations. And on the first episode, you had to Jason Almy into a fucking cup, and the dude with the highest sperm count won. And then, like, he got an immunity or whatever to go to the next thing. And then they're
crazy.
Talking about it. And I guess at the end, it is Bachelor formula. So at the end, she can either choose to start a relationship with the dude or just take his nut and he can be a sperm donor.
Oh.
I'm like, this is so fucking weird, dude. Like, can 2020 get any weirder?
Don't ask that question.
I mean, for real, what are they going to do next?
I don't know. That's disgusting to me.
It's fucking stupid. I'm surprised you didn't want to watch it, though, because
no.
you like dumb shit.
Not that dumb. I don't watch The Bachelor.
She said not that dumb.
That's fucking dumb. I like stupid shit, not dumb shit.
I think we can go dumber.
Like, Too Hot to Handle. That's dumb shit. I'll watch that.
And I didn't mind that either.
And those of you are asking, did you watch the reunion? I'm like, no.
Well, because I was trying to get prepared. I'm sure the Plunge was going to fucking talk about it. I wanted to be ready for it.
I know that Henry and that one bitch are still together. The one that cost them all their money. Francesca.
Cool. Oh. Well, yeah, they were. That was true love. You couldn't see that? That was true love.
Yeah, she was crazy.
I'm a romantic. I could spot true love. That was true love, man.
I don't know.
They're going to be together fucking in a dysfunctional relationship for the rest of their lives.
I was going to say, she's fucking crazy.
Yeah, hot and crazy. Next door neighbors.
Ay, ay, ay. No thanks.
Speaking of hot and crazy, you want to talk about some Florida?
Yes.
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice. Get your ass in here. These No Offense boys about to do welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit. And I thought my family was fucked up.
So each week, our What the Fuck Florida stories are sponsored by Official Clothing. Check out official.com. That's OHFISHL and use code HTNOS, HTNOS to save 25% on your order of beautiful handcrafted t-shirts, hats, and jewelry.
Yeah.
Official Clothing.
They buy your own rules.
Oh, you got to do that again without a yawn.
Sorry.
Why are you yawning?
I don't know.
Do it again.
Live by your own rules.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I don't know why I yawned. I wasn't getting enough oxygen. That's why you yawned.
Well, that's the technical answer to that question.
Why are you suffocating me?
How dare you?
Get off my dick.
How dare you? Well, take a step back.
Yeah.
You're standing on my dick. Shout out to Airheads.
What's that song?
What?
Oh, we already played it.
What song?
The dick song.
Oh, Smell Your Dick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I thought you, when I said shout out to Airheads, I thought you meant the Lone Rangers.
No, but that was a good movie.
Hell yeah. What's Johnny doing home on a Tuesday night? Johnny can't read. Johnny can't write.
Adam Sandler's my favorite.
Fuck yeah, dude.
He's awesome.
Pip farting on a snare drum. First Florida I got for you is actually the newest, best and brightest Florida man that we have to offer. Mr. Tom Brady's back in the news in the Florida segment.
Uh-oh.
He's been a frequent member in our What the Fuck Florida stories. He hasn't even played a down of football. He ain't lived here but fucking 3 months.
Did he get like a grill and some dreads going on? Cause
Tom Brady?
I seen the meme that says 2 weeks in Florida and he's got like Tekashi.
Oh, gold fronts. Gold fronts and shit. Like... Yeah, I saw that too. No, he was online allegedly selling $45 COVID immunity vitamins. Tom Brady was.
How did he get these vitamins? Is it his jizz in like a capsule?
It says, while COVID-19 cases continue to grow in Florida and gyms are reopened to the public, new Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback and six-time Super Bowl champ announced he's selling a non-FDA-approved homeopathic medley of vitamins that allegedly will, quote, attack your immune system.
Why would he put that out there? Is that illegal?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is it true?
Well, it says, appropriately called Protect, the vitamins essentially contain the same ingredients as a $12 pack of emergency, but with more coronavirus buzzworthy additions like elderberries and larch tree.
Ooh.
What the fuck is a larch tree?
I don't know, but I like elderberry.
See? It got you on board.
Well, because Angry Orchard made the elderberry flavor.
And it was the worst one.
It was, but I still liked it.
Of course, Protect is being co-released under Brady's TB12 brand and nutrition startup VitaFit, which his company acquired back in January. If you make it to the supplement's website, you'll find a lengthy pitch aimed at athletes whose bodies may be susceptible to bacteria, viruses, and outside threats. It says, tough work. This is like his pitch. Tough workouts, long days, and too much stress can leave you and your immune system burned out. Sure. Research shows everyday stress can limit production of white blood cells and high intensity, blah, 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 antibodies. Fucking blah blah blah. That's all true. Whatever. Going out. It says the website's going out of its way to say everything except, "Hey, take these while working out during the coronavirus."
Mm.
It just seems like a stretch. It seems like he's got some fucking supplements he's trying to sell. And
that could be. Maybe we'll see those on Onnit.com.
Well, I was just going to say that. I caught some shit when this started for posting, you know, my Onnit thing saying stock up on these and, you know, Troom Tech Immune and blah, blah, blah. And I got fucking raked over the coals for that. You know, like I was selling snake oil. Like, right. I'm not saying it's a fucking cure, but goddamn it, boast of that immune system.
Right.
Do the shit. Which it says, sure, all this may be true, but and why not take some of these vitamins now? But it's hard to ignore the timing of the release and the asterisk on the front of the label that says these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration.
You know what, though? A lot of stuff that they sell over the counter isn't approved. That. You know what I mean?
Man, get off my man Tom Brady, dude. Tom Brady ain't doing nothing wrong.
No, he's just trying to help people.
He's trying to make a dollar. He ain't got enough of them.
Him and Giselle are taking the vitamins, too.
You think he is?
Yeah.
He needs to put on some weight. Tom looks a little skinny to me right now.
I haven't seen him.
He looks a little bit skinny, and when he's going to have to be down here in the NFC South next fall, God willing, that football comes back, he's going to get his dick knocked in the dirt, so he needs to bulk up a little bit.
Yeah, because, I don't know. Well, our defense needs to get better.
Among other things.
Yeah.
but he's not the only quasi... Well, he's not. He's an actual celebrity. There's a quasi-celebrity that's trying to capitalize on the coronavirus and make some money, too.
Lil' Kim.
Florida.
Oh.
Florida.
I'm
going to have to show her to you.
Okay.
And it's a her.
Okay. She's a celebrity that lives here?
Some might call her a celebrity. Some might call
her.
Will
I know her?
Oh, you'll know her.
Oh, my God.
Tampa Bay Big Cat Rescue CEO and Tiger King star.
Carol fucking Baskin, stupid fucking bitch.
Carol fucking Baskin is selling coronavirus masks.
They missed her middle name in that.
Yeah, Carol. Look at her eyes.
Oh my, why is that one bigger?
Look at that mask. That might be the cover for the episode this week.
That looks disgusting.
That's the eyes of a killer.
She looks like she's got AIDS. She looks...
She's got a mask that she's pitching that's leopard print. And it just says, hey, all you cool cats and kittens. And it's got cat whiskers and everything. But her eyes say, blind my shit or I'm going to slit your fucking throat.
You're right.
Look at that, dude. And she trips me out with these fucking flower wreaths, too. Like, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Fucking nature girl? Nature boy? Woo! And that's all the article says was that she's selling them or whatever. And then it goes on to have a 3-fucking-page synopsis of the goddamn Tiger King. Look at all this shit. And 2011, blah, 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 2004, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And then the thing, they're $11 each. What does that say? $68 shipping?
If they want it the same day.
What the fuck?
Those things look cheap as fuck.
Yeah, that might be our cover this week.
It's probably like her old underwear that she just wrote on selling it.
Oh, dude, like fucking Road Trip.
Oh my God!
Remember he holds up those leopards?
Oh yeah.
Did you skin a cheetah? Yeah, her eyes are piercing right into my soul right now. And what better way to get people to listen to your show than to put that on the fucking cover?
Like, you know how people could read your eyes, like when you're smiling, your eyes smile with you.
Yeah, she's mean mugging.
She is.
Look at her.
Yeah,
she's mean mugging.
She looks like she's finna rob a bank.
Yes.
And that's feed somebody to a tiger.
Hot take. And that's the picture that she's using to promote to sell these.
That's crazy.
Yeah. If I don't use it for a cover, I definitely have to share it because that's fucking... Eesh.
I don't know who would buy her shit.
She has a lot of fans.
That's so weird.
Look, you invited me into that Tiger King group in the height of the popularity, you know, and I mean, that popularity got pushed off a cliff and fell down quicker than a fucking Acme anvil. But I mean, like, I'll still get notifications sometimes when they go live because the group has notifications set to when Big Cat Rescue goes live. It notifies the group. So all 65,000 of them can pounce on the fucking video.
And say, you suck. You feel done. And it's you're
just,
done.
Yeah. And then you go and you watch the Facebook Live and it's just knife emoji, skull, 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 cat, blood spurt, you know, fucking, where's your husband, right. You know, fucking
well,
sardine oil.
That they reopened the case, but we haven't heard anything.
Oh, it said they get 6 tips a day since the show or whatever. But I mean, that's probably just motherfuckers calling saying, she did it. She did
right.
it. Carol Weiss can do that shit. first real story I got for you. We're in Ybor City, right here in our backyard, where a Florida man describes surviving his lockdown in a supposedly haunted house.
Okay.
Which I, you know, right up your alley. I'm pitching to you right now. And I didn't consider that, that people might, you know, have a haunted situation in their quarantine now.
Well, yeah, but you're still living there, so I don't know what the difference is.
You can get away for a little while.
I don't
know.
I guess so. You just leave the house for 8 hours and then come back.
It says ghosts don't care about social distancing.
So you got an incubus in there?
While being stuck at home during the coronavirus pandemic wasn't a lot of fun for many people. Some had uniquely unpleasant experiences. For example, one Florida man says he's been in lockdown with the ghosts of a murdered family.
Oh, wow.
Kurt Schleicher says that while he was a non-believer when he bought the house, he may have changed his mind. He lives in the house where Victor Licata reportedly murdered his parents, siblings, and family dog.
What?
Do you know that name? Like, you're up on a lot of local shit because you watch those shows.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
No, I haven't heard that. That must have been from a while ago.
Yeah, it says Victor Licata reportedly murdered his parents, siblings, and family dog.
Wow.
Quote, I guess you could say I'm getting to know my new roommates. They left. Oh, he must have just moved in. New roommates. They left this earth in a stressful way. They were murdered while they slept, and their time was cut short. So I understand where they're coming from.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sympathetic to the ghost needs. Schleicher says he no longer stays in the house. He feels more than a supernatural presence, even if the house isn't actually haunted. However, the house reportedly has some unpleasant reminders of the past. He told reporters about possible axe marks that he found in one of the home's window frames.
Oh, my.
You notice all these weird things that you normally wouldn't, he said, and there's so much time to think about how scary they are. While Schleicher isn't the only living... thing in the house, his dog isn't helping him feel any less haunted.
Right. The animals pick up on that shit.
According to him, my dog, a boxer, has been sitting in the bedroom where the mother was murdered and barking at the wall for no reason. It's not in his nature. In the bathroom, you can feel coldness come over you, cold brush of something walking by where no air vents.
Mm-hmm. That's a sign.
Yeah. The ghosts are telling you get the fuck out and go catch the COVID and come join us on the other side.
Well, it might be residual, and it's still just negative energy.
I love it when you talk like this. I love it. We're going to get you on Creatures to talk some ghosts.
I love ghosts. Well, I don't love them. I wouldn't want to be
in ghosts.
I wouldn't want to be in a haunted house, because being around dead energy is bad for your psyche anyway, and it's bad for your body, because they can really fuck up your... If they're an intelligent spirit, and they're just malevolent, they can go inside your body and wrap around your heart and cause you to have a heart attack. They can fuck with your spine. They can cause all kind of ailments that doctors can't figure out what's wrong with you.
So, like, they possess you and they kill you?
They don't even possess you. They just fuck with you.
With mind bullets?
No, they'll go with their spirit hands and they'll wrap around your heart.
You got cheerleading ghosts? They got spirit fingers?
They'll squeeze your heart. There was one episode I was watching and there was a, I forget what she called him, but this ghost would just go inside this lady's stomach and just, like, curl up around her spine and just sit
there.
Oh,
no. Maybe that's why I got back problems. Maybe I got a ghost in my spine.
You got a yokai following you around?
That stupid shit.
Yokai.
That's a kid show. That's not real.
But it's based on real shit.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. How do you know? People have attachments that can make them feel sad or uneasy. That's real stuff. I just love this show so much.
Go on. Go off. One of those.
There's just so much interesting stuff, and I like this show, The Dead Files, better than The Ghost Adventures.
Yeah.
Because she sees what she sees, and she, I love the
I actually don't mind that one too.
Yeah, so
she's kind of a cunt, but I mean, that's whatever.
But she draws what she's shown, so sometimes there'll be she drew this like real skinny girl with
she
like,
does the drawings, or they have a
sketch artist. That's what I thought. But she's describing what she's seeing, and then they render
notes.
Yeah, exactly. So she had this lady sketch, and it was like this real skinny, just girl with like long black hair covering her face, and you could see a little bit of like the eyes, but like her fingers,
like the ring.
No, not at all. She wasn't wearing any like I won't clothes? Say she wasn't wearing any clothes, but you couldn't see what she was wearing. It was just like just one form, and then her hands were like claws. Ooh. But the fingertips were like in, like going in the skin.
Oh no shit!
And it was like it was an attachment. So she was just like on this bitch's back, like a girl. I'm getting chills thinking about it. It's like on this bitch's back, like a gargoyle. Because
You're speaking it.
Yeah, but I'm not speaking about me. But she was just hanging on there like a gargoyle.
Yeah, and that's,
you know, and that's why she was having problems with her health, and that's why she was always depressed and just feeling manic all the time. And it was just like you get these attachments.
I would think that we need to come up with a way to have like a ghost psychiatrist to talk to these fucking spirits.
They do.
They have ghost psychs?
Well, they're mediums, but there's different kinds of mediums, because sometimes she'll say you need like an aggressive male medium, or you need a female motherly medium. Sometimes they need even specific, like a blind one.
Why?
I guess it depends on the spirit to what they will.
Well, I was going to say, like, if you're attaching yourself to somebody, at least you got like a little bit of life in you. Like, let's say all this is real. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's just suspend all disbelief and this is absolutely real. And you're stuck in this place. Like, you were murdered in this house and you can't leave. And the house sits empty because everyone knows it's fucking murder house and no one's coming to live there. But then somebody moves into town from somewhere else and they don't know the legend and they buy this house. So for the first time in years, you got life in this house. And the first fucking thing you're going to do is attach yourself to them and try to hurt them and kill them. Why wouldn't you just ride that fucking thing around? Like, woohoo, I got some life back in the house now. Like, I, you know, like, maybe fucking my afterlife's not going to be that bad anymore, man. Unless the person sucks, you know, or like I know you were talking to Jason last night about racist ghosts. Maybe it's a racist situation. Like,
well, some spirits that pass on, that stay on Earth, they start out as good. And then after being in the same place for so long, they get angry, and that's when the change comes and somebody moves into their space, because a lot of them are very territorial, too. Like, when they go into a place and say, like, it was owned by a family for generations, and the first guy that owned the house is the ghost in the house, and he doesn't want anybody else in there. So he's very, and then when people start painting and, like, doing renovations, they don't like that shit.
Mm.
So then they do stuff to get them out.
Does
so
it work?
Just depend. Oh, yeah. People are scared of the unknown.
I embrice it.
I wouldn't. I'd be
like
scared.
I like to look it dead in its fucking eyes, dude.
No. Nope.
Because you know me, dude. I'm
you say that until it happens.
I need to know. Mm-hmm. I need to know.
No, you don't. You do know, or you wouldn't be looking into it. You know that shit's real.
I know what I want.
Yeah.
I want it to be real.
Well, it is. But don't go looking for it. Because when you find it, you're not going to like it. That's why I like ghosts. I think they're interesting. I'm not going ghost hunting.
I think that I could get you.
No, I wouldn't do it. I don't want anything attaching itself to me.
I did it. I used to do it all the time when I was a kid before you.
Yeah, you're dumb. Because I'm not going out looking for something that's going to attach to me. And then I'm bringing it home to my family. Like the one we watched, and there was the aliens that was coming for the husband, and then it ended up coming for the little boy.
I can't go alien hunting. I mean, unless I go to Skinwalker, like I'm talking about. But where am I going to go alien hunting?
You don't go alien hunting. They pick you. That's how it goes.
Well, Lucas has been getting up every night at 3 a.m. again.
Not every night. No.
Okay.
It's not every night. It's not always at 3 a.m.
Sometimes it's at 2:53.
Oh, shut up.
Next, what I got for you, you actually sent to me. We're sticking in Tampa, where four men got into a paint fight at a Home Depot. Did you look at this, or did you just send it to me? You just sent it to me. Okay.
Well,
of course, it has the video. Yeah. It's cell phone video footage.
Of course.
I'll read it to you because there's really no like context for the video. So I was going to ask you to do a commentary anyway. But it says, for some strange reason, at least four men at a Tampa Home Depot got heated in the loading zone right outside the store on Wednesday and began brawling, .. using paint cans as weapons.
I wonder if they opened.
What, the paint?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I've got the video. At one point, one of the tools picks up a shovel. Oh, I see what you did there. Or a large garden tool and swings it at another.
Yeah.
But the majority of the action is between a hefty paint-covered man and a small guy. The beefy boy charges at the little dude while slapping him, but the smaller man holds his own and eventually chucks a full can of white paint at him, forcing a retreat. The big fella's not done, though. He attacks another guy with some violent swings before things finally cool down, leaving several men, the parking lot, and the pickup truck sloppily covered in paint. What's wilder? The men reportedly all know each other and work together, so they declined to press charges. It's unclear what led to the messy mayhem or if Home Depot will take any action against the crew, so no charges, no social distancing, and hopefully no refunds on the paint.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I don't know where you sent me that from, but that was like, that was dad joke city. TMZ.
Yeah, story made TMZ.
I never used a TMZ fucking article in my life, but here we are, first time for everything.
I thought it was interesting that something from Tampa was on TMZ, because normally that's like celebrity news and shit.
Well, Florida Man's a celebrity.
Oh, he's hefty.
Yeah, and look at that dude charging with the shovel, dude. Let's play this here.
That man looks old.
Right off the bat.
Oh!
Cracked him with that paint.
Damn! That little guy sure does hold his own.
Now they're just talking shit. Oh, he fucking open hand smacked him. Bitch smacked him.
That dude's the boss.
Some other guys are trying to keep the peace.
That guy sees that he's recording.
Look, yeah, they're pissed. Now they're all uniting. All the guys that were fighting are uniting to talk shit to the guy who's recording. Look, he's like, you want some? Come on. There's just paint everywhere and paint covered people.
It's funny because the employees are just standing around like, well, there's paint on the ground.
Yeah. And
like, how are you supposed to clean that up? Paint sucks to get off.
Especially off of asphalt. Are you kidding?
Well, I'm like, talking about like it's all in that dude's hair.
Oh,
that's gonna
the little
suck.
Guy got the brunt, dude. He got the brunt of it. Like, you know, I mean, nature and shit, you know, fucking big dude's always going to beat the shit out of the little guy, right?
Ugh.
With paint cans and shovels.
Yeah, maybe they got mad because he didn't put the paint in the back of the truck wrong.
I was just going to say, they don't say what happened, so we have to make up our own story. So let's speculate what the fuck happened.
I think they were putting something in the back, and then maybe like somebody's finger got hit or whatever. And we're like, what the fuck's your problem? What you're doing? I'm like, fuck you. Maybe they didn't have lunch yet, and they were just hungry.
That's what the article said. The article said that they thought that the big guy was angry because he didn't get to eat yet or something, and he was taking it out on the other guys, and then the other guys were like, you don't get to eat on the job anymore because you fart in the truck. And like,
it was, no way.
Yeah, dude, it was a whole big fucking thing. Like, obviously, nobody knows, but yeah, right. I'm fucking walks like a duck, right?
Yep. He looks like he needed to eat.
He did. He was huge. You know what I got for you?
Hmm.
Oh, that's all I got for Florida.
Oh, okay.
You sent me another one, and from the I know you don't read the actual stories, and from the
I like to be surprised.
Well, I mean, it had a good title, but then when I clicked it, it was kind of sad.
What was the title?
It was here. Let me just I'll fucking pull it up. Well, I can't show. I'll show it to you for sure because the guy's mugshot is fucking killer. Florida man accused of shooting, killing his sex partner over explicit photos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it didn't sound awesome. I mean, he shot and killed someone over some pictures or whatever. But, I mean, I figured it'd have something for me in there. But it turned out that the person he killed was, like, a gay dude or a drag queen or something. Mm-hmm. And, like, a good-looking, convincible drag queen. So I think maybe like...
Oh, no. It was
mistaken
identity.
I think it was one of those things. And then he went back and killed the dude or something. Oh, that's terrible. The guy had kind of like a persona online where he did makeup videos and shit. Like he was like a beloved character or whatever. Oh. And this guy fucking killed him. So yeah, it kind of had a sad turn. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to go there.
But I'm like, why would he kill him?
But look
over
at his mugshot.
Photos?
Look at his mugshot, though.
Ew.
Face tattoos.
He's
got,
lucky anybody would want to fuck him.
Look, he got eyebrows tattooed in
fire
with the lines. The Vanilla Ice lines.
Yeah. And fire
in the
above
tattoo.
It.
Flames off of the eyebrows. Money sign in the middle of the forehead.
Is that Trogdor on this forehead?
It looks like Trogdor up there. The Burninator up there. Yeah. Burninating the countryside. He's got a spider web on his temple with the word sex under it, it looks like. So spider sex.
Spider sex.
This looks like a rhino on the other cheek here.
It does
here.
Look like a rhino.
So he got rhino horn on that cheek. He got spider sex on that cheek. He's got Burninate in the countryside on his forehead.
He's got
cash
ICP
money.
Jizz under his lip.
He's got the Joker scar. You see from his lips, he's got the, he's got the extended
Why?
Scars and shit. He's got Band-Aid under his eye. He's got a shooting star. So
I bet you he's on SoundCloud.
He might be a rapper. He might be a SoundCloud rapper, but now he's in jail. So, I mean, he...
Lee County.
Lehigh Acres.
Mm, that's a trailer park.
That's South Florida. Shout out to Delvin. But here, I'm going to give you a peek behind the curtain here.
Okay.
When I'm doing prep for the show and I'm just, typically I find most of my stuff, I don't like sit down and go, I'm going to find shit to talk about. I just, in the course of my days, I find shit and I save it. And then like I'll go back at one crack and I'll go through all the saves. But sometimes I don't. Like, sometimes these shows just write themselves, or we have a guest or whatever. So my saves just sit there collecting dust for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back through my saves.
Okay.
And I found that I had enough videos to play for you.
Oh, yes.
To just show you some videos and get some reactions. I mean, I guess I'll steal a page from SamPC because I'm just trying to play some videos for you and get some reactions. But I promise no N-words.
Oh, man. Those are my favorite.
So this first one I got for you. See, and I don't even know how, like, the context form. The first one, when I put a link in to save it, I have to title it, or else it's just the long-ass web address. Right. And this says War Rack.
War Rack?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, War Rack? Like, titties fighting?
No, like, Iraq, but war.
Oh, no.
So, as you can see, I didn't start the video yet. It's got three white gentlemen in a yard. One of them looks like the kid from Eastbound and Down.
Oh, the retarded.
The big brother with the curly-headed fuck.
Kyle, whatever his name was.
This one looks like a middle-aged woman. This one has his hood pulled like Kenny from South Park. And then the leader, apparently, is standing on an upturned garbage can in the middle. So, let's play this.
Get it, baby. We're rocking this shit. We about to turn up. Let's do it. Look.
Oh, he's
a
rapper.
Yeah, you know what they saying.
That's what
I'm
it
fucking
was.
Chasing checks, playing chess. Y'all making noise.
But he's reading his lyrics my off of a phone.
Song like Mitchell and Ness. I go hard for my team. We all about loyalty. If you ain't with that, then you annoying me. My bars is gold. I'm fucking royalty.
His posse's big up in him.
She really spoiled me. Okay. Fuck the hate. I'm focused on a come up. Honestly, what y'all finna do when we run up? Hustle all day and night till the sun up.
They are legit in their backyard in Ohio right now.
See, think about it logically. My team's so tough.
He's reading the lyrics is the problem.
Spank your mom's buns.
He's got the Lion King on his shirt.
I'm the best to ever do it.
Homeboy in the back's masked up.
Why y'all mocking me? Young Malibu in the game and not really do this. It's not my fault that y'all are fucking clueless. Soft like Q-tips. Y'all better stop hating and join the movement, you see?
See, he's got bars, but he's reading his lyrics.
I control the ring. Nobody stops.
He's okay.
Nobody harder than me. There ain't no debating. There ain't no democracy. Warack has a label.
Look at that dude named Heidi over there. with the boots and the camo.
That's terrible. So icy. He looks bars is frozen. Johnny
Shout
Depp.
Out to my team. I feel like that we really chosen. Look at us. We always the top when we drop shit.
There's a big
hot
turn here coming.
Stop shit when we talking. Introduce a Devonese, Warack's new artist. You know we're coming, bro. You know we're coming. You fucking stuff.
This dude just busted out of a tool shed.
I thought it was a lady.
He's reading his lyrics off the phone too, by the way.
Now I gotta charge like a boss.
They're trying to be like rich kids.
They kept him in the tool shed. He just busted out of the tool shed and headbutted the camera.
Talking shit, they be doing the most, calling me a bitch, saying I got trash clothes. They'll be calling me a dyke, but they
look at dude in the back from Eastbound and Down.
So I gotta kill it for my bro.
He's feeling it. He's fucking feeling it.
I'm actually lyrical. My flow so damn cold, like I'm Eskimo. I had to grow a mole like some play dough. I don't play hoe today. Get dough. I love. The hey bro, all right, the label, they watch the cable, my time today, hold my grind, let's say bull,
my time, the other lethal, guy. My
mind, that's the why they kept him in the shed. They kept him in the tool shed.
Diesel, yeah, now lethal, yeah, glass, you see through. Warack represent Chief East, you know how we coming, bro.
Yeah,
Chief
baby.
Of Warack to the death of me, you know how my gang gets down, baby. We do this shit, you heard? Real shit, real rack shit, baby.
He's milking a cow.
That's too terrible.
So, and then his shirt had a Tiger King on it, and it said, I woke up like this.
But, you know, I don't know, the Eastbound and Down kid, if you're going to be making a video, why did you choose to wear that? It's a baby blue shirt and some red shorts.
Got some burgundy basketball
it's
shorts
terrible.
And a fucking powder blue North Carolina Tar Heel shirt on.
At least Miranda dressed up a little bit over there. Right?
With the fucking Doc Martens and the Walmart
hair,
camo.
You know? Yeah.
That's a dude, though.
I know.
That is a dude.
Oh, for sure
a dude. I'll share these, ascot. Too. I'll share these to our socials if you guys want to see them. I mean, look down here. Look, 29,000 shares, 25,000 comments.
That's insane.
Fucking people. I mean, and obviously
it's got
they're 1.5 all
5 million views.
Obviously, everybody is just probably clowning these kids. But
let's
you
look
know
in
what?
The comments.
Look though. If he wasn't reading his lyrics, I would have gave him a little bit of a pass because he had a couple of ones where I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
And then dude busted out of the tool shed and he was okay for a minute, but he was reading off the phone. If you wrote your shit, come on, man.
Right.
You don't do that. Here, I'll click the comments. You said you want to check the comments.
Yeah, let's see.
Right off the bat, don't be hating from fucking, what's his name? Jamie Kennedy. From what movie was that?
Something about white guys or something.
I forget what it actually was. Yeah, people just tagging their friends. Who's this remind you of? What the wanks the fuckery is this? yeah, seeing shit like that, I just save, and I don't know how to bring it into the show, but I know it needs to be seen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why it sits there,
it's
too.
It's only a couple weeks old, I think it said.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Here, this one I have, it's called Hawaii Karen.
Oh, no. Why does it gotta be Karen?
Grow some fucking balls,
fuck
baby! Grow some fucking balls!
Shut the fuck up and leave.
No! I'm not moving! Shield? Fuck you! Fuck you! No, it's not enough!
Park your car.
Keep no!
Like, what the hell?
You better get the fuck away from me. Fuck no. You!
We have a car. Yeah, this is a roadway over here, man. Can you please move?
Everyone better stop fucking yelling at me right now! It's I'm not fucking moving!
Can you please?
Thank you.
Man, she got a Karen hair.
I don't listen to you either. Listen you to
hear
you.
Song? No, not enough.
You can talk all the fuck you want, all you fucking Hawaiians. The white lady's fucking crazy. You can talk all the fuck that you want, you fucking motherfucker.
Hey, bitch, you're moving your car, though. Whoa, they cut it off.
They cut her off. She was flipping out. You know what?
But,
hey, Dutch, you can talk all the fuck you want. I'm taking that. That's in my repertoire now. You can talk all the fuck you want.
Wow.
Talk all the fuck you want.
I didn't know they have Walmarts in Hawaii.
I didn't. Well, you know, I was going to say, I didn't know that like it was like a big thing in Hawaii, but I think I did. I think they don't like outsiders on the island and shit. Mm-hmm. So they were probably hassling her.
To move her car out of the roadway, I'd hassle her ass too.
She had a fucking shitty haircut and she was dressed like a bitch, dude. Fuck her.
She looked terrible.
And she was yelling and shit. Yelling like fucking Lucas.
Man, I can't even get to that octave. I could try. There's no way.
This one's called Mind Your Business.
Oh, no.
Okay, so it just comes up, and it's a guy who tried to jump a fence, and it looks like his shoe got caught at the top, and it pulled his pants down, so he's hanging on the fence with his ass out, and the caption is, "When a whole new level of minding your own damn business." Because this dude's just grilling across the street, and the guy's hanging there, and he ain't even looking. He's just running his grill, God. Dude.
That's awesome.
Look, he can't get out.
No, he can't.
His
he's
ass
stuck.
Is just hanging. What are you going to do, man?
At least he was like, you know, dick facing the fence.
So some random person just can't come up and suck his dick? Is that why?
No, I mean, I'd rather have my ass out than my dick, I guess.
I'd want my dick to be concealed. You need a concealed permit for my dick.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, conceal and carry. What? War rat. Well, right.
Let me bust out this shed.
This one says Florida quarantine.
Okay. Oh, no.
It's another fucking tattoo special. Hold on, we're going to have to dissect the tattoos.
No, no.
What's happening? Grill going with his burgers. He's doing that fucking thing like Kenny Powers did in This Is the End. He's flying over the food and shit.
He's salt baying the peppers. Oh no.
Okay, so this guy's got some fucking tattoos going on.
He's
here
got
too.
Three upside down crosses on his head.
On the forehead, and it looks like
a dream catcher?
Yes, thank you. I was gonna say like a bullhead or something, but that's for sure a dream catcher.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a K on his cheek. And that looks like a Z on the other cheek.
Yeah, but I don't know what's going through his face.
It's just lines. He's just got crosses over his
Maybe
lips and
to,
shit.
Like, stitches.
He's got a.
Oh no.
He's got a Jason mask on his chest, on the chest piece.
I like the moth.
It says dog. It just says dog.
I couldn't tell what the word said.
Silence
on the
of the Lambs moth on there. He's got a bunch of like lettering and shit
on his fat stomach.
Worst fucking tattoos ever. And he takes a knife and he pops a beer. That's what that sound was.
Mm-hmm.
And he's licking the knife and running it around his nipples and shit. And he shotguns this beer and he's got a grill going. And he's
all
like,
the Backstreet Boys.
Look at all my shit. And the caption is, "Night one of lockdown in Florida got me like." I'm gonna have to share all these so everybody can see them on our socials. Make sure you're following us at HCNOS.
He doesn't look like he'd be a bad time.
For like, what?
No, I'm just saying.
Whoa, no, 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 no. Bad time for what?
Like hanging out.
All right. clarification on that, dude. He don't look like he'd be a bad time. No, he's got like three upside down crosses tattooed on his forehead. Well, and you're like, hey, what are you doing? Want to hang?
Well, he's...
Why? Because he had a girl full of food. That's why.
A girl full of food and he's shotgunning a beer to Backstreet Boys. He doesn't seem so bad.
His name is Dave Curse.
Just made some bad choices.
He's a tattoo... He lives in Lakeland. He's close. He's a tattoo artist at Aces Inc. Lives in Lakeland.
That's awesome.
Fucking shout out to Lakeland is the methamphetamine capital of Florida.
I don't know why tattoo artists do that to themselves.
I don't either.
Like, why your face? Put some good artwork on there.
The face is a tough one, man. Like, even like when, like, I don't, you know, I'm not even going to embarrass myself trying to figure out who the fuck it is, but like, there's rappers, you know, like the dude's got the ice cream cone.
Tekashi
69. Tekashi's got his shit. Like, even like, prolific people that do it, it doesn't look good to me.
No.
You know, Mike Tyson. Like who?
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson does look good, though. Mike Tyson does look good because he's a character and it fits his character. It's not, it's, I don't want to say a face tattoo is subtle, but it's not as...
It's not an upside down cross.
Yes. It fits the mode. It fits the mode for sure. We're getting a little long here, but I did want to tell you that we got some submissions this week, too.
Cool.
We got a submission from someone named Victoria.
Okay.
It says, my boyfriend has the worst hygiene.
Ugh.
His feet smell.
No.
Sometimes his breath isn't fresh. Ugh. There are times where I notice he has dried snot in his nose. His lips get cracked quite often.
Oh my God.
So I'll pause right there and say, Victoria, are you dating a meth head?
Right.
Is your boyfriend homeless? Like, what are we dealing with here?
Was he like that when you met him?
I'm hoping no.
Wow.
It says, I love him deeply and have addressed a few of the hygiene issues, but sometimes I don't speak on it because it may hurt his feelings. At times, his hygiene turns me off and I don't want to kiss or have sex with him. With cracked lips and snotty noses and shit?
No.
You guys have been together forever and I know you've gone through it at some point. What can I do? We've never gone through that.
Not that bad.
We've never gone through that.
But when you wake up in the morning and you want to make out, I'm like, no, brush your teeth. I just can't. But I feel disgusting.
Well, what would you... And I don't care. I'm down for whatever.
I know.
You know, like,
it's so gross.
It's not gross, though.
It is. I don't know. I was like, I haven't brushed my teeth yet. You're like, I don't care. And I'm like, well, I care that you haven't brushed your teeth.
See, but...
Like, I don't want to stick my tongue in your mouth.
And that's fine. Like, that's a minor thing. My thing with you, though, is like, sometimes you take me out of the moment because you're like, we're going to do this. Well, everything's got to be properly prepared. It's like fucking launching a space shuttle and shit. Like, Elon Musk can put a fucking car into space easier than I can get you into fucking bed sometimes, you know, because you're like, well, you know, like, I've got to do this and I've got to do that.
Yeah.
And then fucking an hour and 45 minutes later, I'm like, well, fuck, I just watched the whole goddamn movie and shit. So
because the week goes by and sometimes I need to shave areas.
Ain't nothing wrong with a bush. Ain't nothing wrong
with a bush. I'm not talking about just my bush. I'm talking about my legs or my armpits or whatever.
Fucking your armpit.
I know, but I don't want it to be there.
so it's on your side, okay?
Yeah,
but
it's
now,
my side.
Flip side, you know, because she's talking about her right. boyfriend here. What are the things that you would be for me? What is it for me? I know you hated it when I shaved my head.
Yeah.
But that's not a hygiene issue so much. That's just a hair choice.
It's just the mouth. It's
just
the
mouth.
Like morning mouth.
Just the morning mouth. That's fucking minor. I think I'm winning then if that's the only problem.
Right. And then also like...
there's a butt though.
Will you drink a lot? Like if you drink beers and stuff, like I don't mind the taste of beer when I'm drinking it, but I don't want to taste it on...
That's so funny because I love it when you get wasted and I could taste like
margarita.
When we kiss, I could taste margarita. Yeah, I love it, dude. That gets me going.
So weird.
That's a little dash of fucking dirty, dude. I love it. Like if you bummed a cigarette off someone, I know you don't smoke, but if you bummed a cigarette off someone and I tasted it, I'd get a little fucking jolt. I'd be like, oh shit, she got wild tonight. She made some fucking tough calls. I like this shit. Woo. I wouldn't want it all the time, but like that right. one little fucking, damn, we're getting fucked up tonight. Hell yeah. That would get me going. Hell yeah.
No, but I mean, the feet thing might be something that he can't control, but the cracked
lips. Why couldn't he control that?
Some people just have.
Swamp feet?
Yeah. They just have a foot odor problem.
Well, he's got to invest in some talcum powder boots or something, man. Like,
yeah, there's definitely things that you that he could do. It's just he doesn't seem to care enough about himself to do it. And or, if she's already talked to him about it and he's not, then that shows that he doesn't care.
I was going to say that, but the one thing I would give this dude to get out of jail free card is if his job took him into like some tough shit. Like, you remember when I worked at the pipe place and I was in like the fucking 115 degree boiler room and shit, like looked like it was Nightmare on Elm Street. Mm-hmm. And I used to get fucked up and I'd come home and I'd have grit pellets in my neck and shit or whatever. Like, sometimes I couldn't avoid the shit like that, you know, like I couldn't avoid what happened to me at work. So if this guy's got some sort of like situation at work and his lips are cracked because he's got fucking dry heat at work
you bring some Carmex with you.
Or dried snot in the nose. That's what she said. Yeah, I take it back, dude. There ain't no excuse for that shit. You're a fucking grown ass man and you got a sexy woman named Victoria waiting at home. I mean, I don't know what she looks like, but Victoria has to be a hot girl, right? Like, mm-hmm. That's like a fucking requirement for the name Victoria. You have mm-hmm. to be attractive. Yeah, dude, Victoria waiting at home. Absolutely. Get yourself together.
How did it say how long they were together?
No,
it didn't. I know she just says that she loves him a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't know. All you could do is talk to him about it. And if he doesn't change and it's really turning you off, you can't be in a relationship long term not being attractive to somebody.
Honesty is the best policy, I think, in relationships. I mean, you have to speak your truth. If something's bothering you, you got to get it out there. Or else if you suck it up and just deal with it, you're going to grow to resent that motherfucker. And you're going to wish he was dead. And you might actually Carol Baskin him because of a snot bubble dried up in his nose. So please talk to your man.
Get him some chapstick.
Get him some Carmex. Get him some Burt Bees wax or something. You know, fucking whatever you need to do. Tell him to wipe his fucking nose.
I don't understand how he deals with it because it's so uncomfortable to have
chap lips and shit.
Yes.
Crack lips, yeah.
It's just uncomfortable. Especially all of that, like snotty nose.
Snotty nose is the one that gets me.
When you take a shower, or maybe he's not showering, but I mean, I always blow my nose in the shower too. Like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah, fucking shout out to Snot Rockets. Yeah. I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, dude.
Come on, man. Who are you, Puck from the real world?
You get in the shower, you're washing your face or whatever, and you're just like, you know? So it's like, how do you not blow that stuff out?
Methamphetamine might be involved. We don't know their situation. Yeah. I mean, like, methamphetamine might be...
I don't know if it gives you booger syndrome.
Well, Coke does. You get Coke boogers. You got some Coke.
Yeah, but
Coke,
you don't booger, sniff Coke, meth.
Well, maybe he's got a Coke situation. I don't fucking know these people's lives. They are reaching out, or she is reaching out for, I assume, your perspective as a woman mm-hmm. on how to deal with not being attracted to her mate.
Because
of his hygiene.
For a long time, I wouldn't tell you if things bothered me because I didn't want to hurt your feelings, to be honest.
That's what we're talking about on topic.
Right. So, but now I just let it out.
Let it out. Mm-hmm. You gotta be honest or it's never going to work.
Yeah, like when you were shaving your head and...
You told me you didn't like it, but it was about me being comfortable. So I kind of said, fuck off.
I know. And then when I didn't want to fuck you, you're like, why? And I'm like, I don't like the way your head feels. Like when I put my hand on your head, I hated it.
Yeah. Now you're like, ooh, all them sex curls. Yeah. I can't get enough of your sex curl dick.
I like your hair. So yeah, I
know.
I
don't give a fuck now. I ain't putting on a mask. I ain't getting a haircut. My bald spot is fine because it's growing over. Mm-hmm. So fuck it, dude.
Yeah, let it grow.
Let
man.
It grow.
Let it grow.
Let it grow. Look, let I got. I was when I was on SamPC a couple weeks ago. Adam asked me about Halloween costumes, and he was like, mm-hmm. "You guys dress up." And I said, "We've been talking about doing couples, Kenny Powers in April for like six years." I said, "Shit, it's May. I got June, July, August, September, October. I got 5 months
to grow a mullet.
To grow a full mullet. Like, mm-hmm. I got a start of a sex curl now, but I could get a full Kenny Powers in the next 5 months.
I can do it. And
I won't even wear a wig. No. I won't even wear a wig. It'll be my natural hair.
Dude, and we can spray it black.
La awesome. Flama Blanca. La Flama Blanca for life.
Mm-hmm.
We could do it.
I agree.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
You could be April Buchanan with them big old titties.
I do got big old titties.
We got another one. This it says,
so we just be like, just talk to him.
Yeah, I definitely honesty. You got to talk it out with this dude. This one says it's from Ray Clacco, which I don't know if that's a real name or if he's some sort of a wrestling character or a superhero or something. It says Ray Clacco. I saw this on your mom's house and thought you would like to read. Mm-hmm. And it's like a very long story. So, I mean, do you want me to read it?
Well, yeah.
It's a very long story. He says he found it on your mom's house, which I used to listen to your mom's house a lot. I've never really, except for an episode here or there. I know like Adam and Riley and them, they listen to it religiously.
It's just, sometimes it's the same stuff and it just gets old.
Well, anything does, you know, but I like Tommy, so.
I didn't like Christina. That's why I stopped listening.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's that about?
I just think that sometimes she gives Tom a hard time and that she's a bitch sometimes, so.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Okay.
She'll try to be funny and then she'll just like look at him all stupid and.
I know what that's like.
Give him shit.
I know what that's like.
Oh, shut up.
So it starts out, it says, I met my husband online 6 years ago. We got married just over 4 years ago. He's very well off, so I moved out of my small apartment into his big house. Mm-hmm. Neither of us have kids, so it was fun to have run of the place and decorate it how I want. I got to invite my friends over to a nice house, and I felt like I was living a movie life. Mm-hmm. Earlier last year, we got into an argument about him wearing his dirty boots into the kitchen.
Okay.
We have a mudroom, but instead of entering the house through the mudroom and taking off his boots, he likes to come in through the front door and walk all the way to the mudroom and take them off, leaving me to clean up his dirty footprints. Uh-huh. When I confronted him about this, he said that he likes to enter through the front door every time to, quote, experience the entryway, because apparently he really liked that part of the house when he bought it.
Okay.
I blew up on him the next time he did this because I thought he would respect me enough to stop doing it. He laughed and said, I'll do whatever I goddamn want in my own house.
Yeah.
Which really hurt me because I felt Jesus. When we got married, he was willing to think of what is his is mine as well. I told him this and he said he was fine with me decorating the house and enjoyed the new look, but didn't want me changing things about the way he lived in it.
Sure.
I told him the way he lived in it had to change because I lived here too now and the house needed to reflect that.
Oh God.
I don't want to invite my friends over to a dirty house with boot prints all over to drink wine.
Give me a fucking break. I also she's a reality check.
I also told him that his friends needed to take off their shoes when they come to drink and play poker and watch sports because they always get things dirty too. He got angry at this and told me he would continue doing whatever he wanted in his house, mm-hmm. even take a shit in the shower if he so desired.
Nice.
I told him that if he pooped in the shower on purpose, I would leave him. She goes on to say, he started pooping in the shower in the master bathroom that day.
No way.
And he tells me every time he does it. He laughs when telling me about, quote, waffle stomping. Shout out to Kaz and them.
Well, he's going to have to pay for the plumbing.
Shout out to waffle stomping. He laughs when he tells me about waffle stomping to poop down the drain. Even told me that he pooped in the big bathtub in the master bathroom. This can't be real, dude.
Oh my, it's probably Tom making up his own story.
But I don't know if he actually did or not. I haven't
can't waffle stomp in a bathtub, dude.
I haven't taken a bath in a year because of this, which I used to really enjoy. When I started using other showers in the house, he said he started pooping in those.
This guy's awesome.
When I threatened to make good on my promise to leave him, he laughed and said, no, you won't. You're 44 and unemployed. You won't be able to live in a place like this ever again.
Ooh.
That really hurt because I haven't felt the need to work since getting married, and he hasn't said anything about it. He seems to be perfectly happy with my cooking and cleaning, and I felt like he was throwing this in my face. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he was right. I don't want to leave him or this lifestyle because of it.
Right.
I don't want to try to date again. I signed a prenup before we got married, unfortunately, so I would be left with nothing. After 6 months, about 6 months later, I got angry at him and his friends leaving dishes on the counter instead of putting them directly in the dishwasher.
Give me a break.
It doesn't seem like a big deal to put them directly in the dishwasher instead of right above. He brought up his shower poops in front of all his friends and told me that now he's going to drink a beer in the shower while pooping and leave the cans in there every time he does it. After his friends left, I threatened to stop having sex with him if he doesn't stop. He just laughed again and said he would have sex with other women then.
Oh.
That made me afraid that he would because he's tall and good looking for his age and gets attention from other women and waitresses whenever we go out. Plus, I still want to have sex with him.
Oh my God.
This can't be real. This is
a mess.
It's so long and it's so in depth. It can't be real. It says, so for the past 6 months, I've been throwing away beer cans from the shower, which reminds me about the pooping. And his friends all know about it and think that it's really funny. I would leave the cans in there, but they bother me and they don't bother him at all. We've talked about it lots of times and he either laughs or ignores me. Mm-hmm. Every time I want to bring up an issue about the house, I remember he'll probably add something else. Mm-hmm. Would you leave him and start over? Is there any way to get him to stop? Please help. I'm at the end of my wits here. And then it says, edit. Thank you for all the advice and help. I'm going to talk to him again about it later. It seems like I'll need to take classes and get a job if I decide to leave, so I'll look into those and keep reading the comments later. So this must have been like on a forum of some sort.
Wow.
That they read on your mom's house.
That's what she gets for talking shit about him walking through the house.
You are
with his money.
You are ever blaming the victim.
Okay, listen. If I, not that this house isn't great, okay, but if I didn't have to work and I had, you know, if I don't want to say if I had an attractive husband, because I do, but you know what, if I was able.
Oh, I see what you did there, sneaky, sneaky.
But if I was able to stay at home and I still had my freedom to do what I wanted with my friends and go out, I would gladly mop up his footprints from the front door to the mudroom every fucking day. Because he's providing me with a lifestyle that I want.
You don't think that just naturally over the course of time, one day you're going to be like, what the fuck? Why can't you just take off your shit in the other room?
When you talk to him about it and he says,
it's my fucking house.
Well, that's probably not the first time that she said it to him. The first time she said it to him, he said, I like the way the entryway looks, so I'm going to use the front door. So it probably took a couple times of her getting on his ass and nagging him for him to say, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want.
Well, and here's the different dynamic, too. If she would have
just left it, he wouldn't have been shitting in the shower.
Well, here's the different dynamic, too. They didn't get married and buy this house together. Mm-hmm. This was his house that she moved into.
Right.
So that's fucking, to me, that opens like a different element or a different dynamic, because you're moving into his shit. So, I mean, mm-hmm. I agree. But on the one hand, or on the other hand, like, that's supposed to be your main bitch. So, I mean, like, if it's going to make her happy, just fucking do it. You know, how many little things have I changed because it's just, it's not worth it, you know?
Well, yeah, but that's just because I work too. So when I'm getting home and I cook dinner, then yeah, I would like you to clean, because I feel like our relationship is more of a partnership.
Which I don't think that he looks at this that way. I think not at all.
He looks at it as she's at home, I pay all the bills, she should clean my house and keep it nice. And
I think that might be why he brought her in, because if this is real, I don't even know if this is a real story. Mm-hmm. This sounds like some bullshit to me, but he was wise enough to get her to sign a prenup. He knew he had money, you know, like he's just talking shit straight to her face. Like, I don't even think he wants her around, or he had a different version in his mind. Like, she was just going to be, like you said, like the happy little clean my house and I can fuck when I get home and I'm still going to do what I want situation.
I wouldn't mind being in a situation like that. Not at all.
So you're essentially saying that you wouldn't mind slavery. You could be a sex slave if you were taken care of.
She's just saying about the at-home stuff. You don't know if he takes her on vacations or like takes her out to dinners and she gets to still go shopping and hang out with her friends and all that stuff. Like, it's not like she's just in the house cooking and cleaning all day. They don't have kids. It doesn't sound like they have any animals. So what is there to really clean? They use one bathroom.
That he shits in.
Right. And now he's shitting all the bathrooms. He's
shitting because
she couldn't shut her mouth.
You know what I'm going to do as soon as we're done? I'm going to take a shit in the fucking boy's shower.
Good luck.
Why?
Because you can't waffle stomp in their shower.
Oh, I'm going to leave it for him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I'm going to shit in your shower, too.
I don't give a fuck.
Deal with it.
It's just shit.
Shitting in the shower.
After having two kids, it's just shit.
I'm taking this 1985 Mango IPA and I'm drinking it in the shower and I'm going to shit. And I'm going to leave the can in there too.
And I don't care, because you're going to be the one cleaning it up.
I would never do that to you because I respect you as a person and as my wife.
I know. Maybe that's why it's easy for me to say all that shit.
Because you got it good.
Because I don't have to deal with it.
Because you got it fucking good. I need you to say it on the record.
I need you to say it on the record.
I got it good.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
I don't have to say it. That's one of my problems
with you. I'm shitting in the shower now.
The one thing that bothers me about you is you need affirmation.
I do.
Verbal affirmation.
I have a fragile psyche.
And I never do.
Give me what I need?
No, I don't need it. So I don't give you that, because you're like, say you got it good. I'm like, I don't need to say it.
I was just being entertaining. I don't need you to say that.
No, I know. But it's other stuff too. Like, you know, I love you. I'm like, I love you too. You're like, I'm just telling you. I'm like, you don't need to tell me all the time. I know you love me.
We've literally never had that interaction ever.
Yesterday we did.
Fuck off. No, we did not.
Like, I know.
No, that's never happened. This is erroneous.
Okay.
I can't believe you.
I don't know. I'm just weird, I guess. I don't need all the affirmations.
No, you're not weird. You're a bad bitch. You ain't weird. You're a bad bitch.
It's because I know. 'Cause it's just,
I'm like, a broken bitch on the inside.
Yeah.
On the inside, I'm broken.
Well, I mean, you have good reasons and
you've,
to be like
you've,
that.
And you've, I've told you, I was different when we got together. Mm-hmm. And you killed the inside person of me. So, yeah, you've done a lot of irreparable damage. I'm I've got a battered housewife syndrome to where I can't leave you now. If I leave you now, you're going to kill me. You're going to fucking kill me or something. It's dangerous. I can't tell anyone. I can't tell anyone about what's going on behind these doors. You're battering me. I'm just going to look down whenever you come by.
Okay.
Look at the floor. Mm-hmm. Look at the floor.
You better look
don't
at the floor.
Don't make eye contact. No, don't do
you
it.
Better look at the floor.
I love you.
I know. I love you too.
And not to make light of domestic violence. Unless you had it coming, Dutch.
That's right. What did I do to deserve this?
Everything.
Yeah.
We're running long. You ready to get out of here?
Yeah.
Wrap this bitch up.
Do it.
All right.
Put a bow on this shit.
This has been another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show. Thanks for coming back. If you're a new listener, thanks for giving us a shot, trying us out. Please subscribe on whatever platform you listen to. If it's Spotify, I mean, that's great. Spotify is for podcasters. Don't hate. Mm-hmm. Embrace it.
Embrace it.
If it's not Spotify, fucking click whatever subscribe you do listen on. While you're doing that, why don't you give us a 5-star review and say, hey, those guys are awesome. They talk about dumb shit, and I never thought that I needed to know about it, but now that I know about it, I need my dumb shit in my life.
Thankful for it.
Thankful for it. Follow us on all the social medias as well. HTNOS everywhere, HTNOS.com. Give us a call. If you want to submit these stories, if Raymond Clocko or whatever the fuck I said, Ray Mysterio, whatever his name is a real fucking person, call the number. Let us hear your sweet little voice. We might actually play it on the show. 813-773-5706. And just in case you didn't know, we are part of the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. But just say it again. Say it fucking 2 times for the people in the back. InnerCirclePN.com. InnerCirclePN on all the platforms. Simmons and More. Shit Happens When You Party Naked. The Hood Diner. The Plunge. Failing Hollywood. All the original shit. Fucking Creatures of the Night. Inner Circle. Awards. Inner Circle Sports. You name it. Mm-hmm. Fucking go back and listen to old Comedy is Dead. I do. They're great.
They're funny.
They're fucking phenomenal. We just can't stop putting out fire content. If you don't believe me, fucking click subscribe on a goddamn thing and hear for yourself.
Yes.
We've been stepping out a little bit. Check out our guest appearances. Dutch was with Jason Almey on Shit Happens When You Party Naked last night.
Look forward in like 6 months.
Look forward in 2021. It'll be the new pandemic. I was with DJ on Dragging the Table last week. So look for Dragging the Table, that episode. We were with Jody B a couple of weeks ago. That episode's available now. Check out those creature shows that I've been pumping out with the guys. Just all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff. We're here for you. It's you quarantine. We need something to do. You need something to do. Let's fucking make the pieces fit, right?
Yep.
That being said, this young lady is the Duchess Wutzke on Twitter.
And you're the real Wutzke everywhere.
At fucking mention the both. We're at a hashtag no offense show. God damn it. Peace the fuck out.
Bye. They build you up and then they gonna tear you down.